Howdy everybody, Mr. Licorice here, and I have not recorded something for this place in a long while, so I kind of wanted to dust myself off a little bit here, and this seemed like the new hotness, so there's actually a pretty good bit of questions here, and hopefully I won't take too long in any particular one. I am kind of just drifting off here a little bit, but because I'm should be sleeping, but fuck that. But so number one, what is your favorite holiday and why? So my favorite holiday is probably Halloween. I would say probably Halloween. I enjoy Thanksgiving, but I often feel like obviously having too much. And then I enjoy the family time that I get for Christmas, but like having to think about gifts and some other stuff is generally like kind of stressful. So I like Christmas, but I much prefer holidays that are just more fun overall and don't require me having to think about, how much am I going to have to spend on people, things like that. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? It would have to be a universe where there's magic. Probably one where, like, imminent doom is not, a central aspect of the universe. So, obviously, I don't want to be in, like, Berserk or, like, even Hunter x Hunter. I'd probably say Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail's a pretty upbeat series overall. I mean, it's got its moments, but it's mostly pretty upbeat and just seems like a generally safe world, with the exception of all the dragon funsies and whatnot. So, but yeah, I'm not generally a big fan of Fairy Tail, but that seems like a universe that I would still enjoy the aesthetic and aspect of being a part of. Too many shows I like are bleak and dangerous worlds. So, number three, what's your favorite audio tag to perform or write? My favorite tag to perform, I would say, is probably some form of like sloppy second kind of stuff or like impreg. It's just easiest for me to get into the mindset and like really like enjoy myself when I'm doing that. I guess M-Sub is also up there because I can get really into that. And to write, my favorite tag is probably Beast, most likely, if only because like I just love offering new stuff for niche style, and it kind of allows me to really be like the absolute dirtiest possible. So you know how that goes. Number four, when it's really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? I haven't generally done the whole eat to warm up thing, really. I mean, I live in an area that doesn't really get all that cold. Probably vegetable beef soup. Like a good hearty vegetable beef soup is probably what I would generally want to have. Like it's just I'm used to my mom making it when it gets cold, and she just has like the best soup ever. For me, something I like to make when it's cold is chili. It's probably gonna get some stuff for chilies. within the next week. Oh, excuse my yawn. That always is really nice for me after a long day if it's been cold. Number five, can you do a handstand? Absolutely not. I have zero coordination, very limited flexibility. I was probably able to do that when I was a kid, but I have not really had the coordination for that for a long time. Number six, do you type using the home keys or no? I had to actually look this up because I've never heard about that phrase before. I obviously was taught in typing class to use that technique. However, that never really stuck with me, and I've never felt like I needed to do that. I've generally felt like I can still get work done fine, even using the weird, almost two-finger type method that I tend to do. That is actually a thing about me that a lot of people don't really know, unless you were sitting there actually actively watching me type. But number seven, what's a skill you really want to learn? There's a lot of things that I could stand to learn. I guess one thing I'd really like to learn is maybe how to play drums. I play guitar, and I'm also pretty competent about like doing backup vocals like I do in my band. But I think at least getting some basic drum skills would be greatly helpful. I guess also getting better at audio editing. That probably would be something I could stand to be better at. I have at least some basic understanding on that, obviously, with the hobby that I'm involved with here. Number eight, what's your favorite type of weather? I like weather where it is pretty mild. I like it to be like kind of on the brink of being brisk. And not horrifically muggy. Honestly, if it could just be autumn all year, that would be great. I would be completely behind that. But, you know, climate doesn't work that way. I can wish that all day, but that's what I would want. I hate summer, and I generally don't care too much for winter or spring. But if it could be fall all year... Number nine, what was your favorite game to play as a kid? I would have to say hide and go seek. Me and my friends, I knew everybody on my street pretty much, and we all hung out together quite a bit, and we would get together in the evenings at times, and we would play hide and go seek and tag. Hide and go seek was always fun because there was like lots of places to hide. There was like some kind of wood area to hide in. That was always a really fun time. Number 10, waffles or pancakes? Pancakes, although not by a big margin. I just feel like pancakes go better with like fruit and stuff like that, which is often what I like to have with my pancakes, you know, like strawberries and blueberries and all that other fun stuff. Summer or winter? I pretty much have already expressed that I don't care for either, but I'll take winter over summer for sure. Being extremely hot and gross and sweaty is just a no-go for me. I'm already hot-blooded as it is. Summer is just the worst. I don't want to hear anybody talking about the beach and stuff and all that cool stuff. No, man, it sucks. It's hot. This is just mercilessly hot. Number 12. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? Now, in a practical sense, I would say Spanish. In my general area, that would be a language that could potentially get me more job opportunities, and would be something I could maybe expect to use in a like an actual way, and get me, you know, somewhere where I need to go. And of course, if I wanted to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, then I would also be able to get my way around. Not that that's likely, but, you know, small things. Now, that's the practical answer. The answer, that my actual answer, I would probably say, like, Dutch or German, if only because those languages are so cool to me. I like the kind of inherent sort of aggressiveness that they have, and they're a lot easier to kind of, I think, understand than, say, like, Russian. yeah, I think maybe Dutch or German would just be cool, like a nifty little thing to kind of, like, pull out at parties that people wouldn't expect. Number 13, are you a morning shower or night shower person? I'm a night shower person. I'm just generally not really a morning person at all. I like to do bare minimum in the morning before I have to go do whatever else. Like, so I much prefer to get things done at night, wake up, and then just go do the thing. Number 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? For the most part. I think that there are some things I would 100% never do. It's kind of like a spectrum. Like, there are some things that you absolutely, like, I would do that for sure. There's things that are cool to fantasize about, specifically. There's stuff that I'm like, I'd have to be with someone I really trust. And then there's stuff I'm just like, no, never, I would never do that. So some things, no. But most things, probably. Number 15, not a question. Just say something nice about yourself. You know, I've been kind of having a rough couple of days. And I'm going to say, as the nice thing about myself, that I am someone who is able to kind of look at myself and honestly ask myself the right questions to try and make myself a better person. And that's a good thing. And I think everybody should try, but it's hard. But I think that I can do that, and it's a good thing. Number 16. So you had a really stressful and crappy day, what do you do to unwind after? Probably, well, generally speaking, I would probably want to buy, like, some beer, or, like, just a can of, say, like, I'm at risk of sounding, like, a little, trying to use a good word for it. Trashy, I guess. Like the Bud Light Limeritas. I would occasionally buy like one tall can of those. Or like something easy. However, I'm actually kind of trying to cut back on my drinking a little bit. So after I get home and walk the dog and get out of my office clothes and stuff like that, probably just lay down with my dog and just cuddle for 30 minutes to an hour or more, or maybe just fucking conk out and go to sleep. I've had those kind of days, but cuddle with my dog always helps every time. Number 17, what are your top 3 favorite movies? Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, The Dark Knight, and picking a third one is a bit difficult. I don't know. Third one's a bit difficult for me. I haven't really watched a lot of movies, to be honest. I really liked Seven Psychopaths. That was a really interesting movie. That might be a top three potential. Number 18. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? So, something that I used to do for recording, I would want to, Paco, you okay? Something I would do for recording, is I'd usually edge before I started. I would want to kind of have like a good level of physical arousal to kind of keep myself in the mood. And, God, I had on occasion, because I had to wait a while before my roommates were asleep, and then my dog kept being noisy, and I was trying so hard to record this audio. I edged for 5 hours and I finally got the audio done. It was on my previous account, but that was a ride. In terms of writing, I'll probably just look up a hentai comic or some porn I like and just kind of get the gears turning. Just because those are a little bit more, I get ideas from scenes and so on and so forth. Number 19, if you could own any mythical creature as a pet, which one would you pick? That's a good one. Cause dragon is obviously a really solid pick. And if I was gonna have a dragon, I would probably pick, it's called a pseudo dragon. So, a pseudo-dragon, for those who don't know, is a creature in Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know if they still exist in current Dungeons & Dragons, but in 3.5 edition, there was a thing called a pseudo-dragon. And it's, a really tiny dragon. They never get big. They're often used as familiars for wizards. But they act like cats. They are dragons that act like cats. So, kind of gives you the domestic animal feel while also having that at the same time, which is kind of neat. I mean, they're kind of intelligent. They're a little bit more intelligent than your average house cat. But yeah, so that might be a good pick, personally. Number 20, what's your go-to movie watching snack candy? I don't really have a go-to movie watching thing. I will say if I go out to the movies, I do like getting popcorn. And in terms of if there's something alternative I'm going to have outside of popcorn, I would probably get Twizzlers. I just really love Twizzlers. I don't know if that's surprising to anybody, given the fact that I gush about licorice so much, but yeah, love that it's always an option. Number 21, are you more extroverted or introverted in person? Introverted by a very large margin. I am usually worn out by crowds. I am kind of generally overwhelmed by sensory information at times. I am also sensitive to things like smoke and other strong scents that can actually give me headaches. Number 22, was your first kiss actually a good one? No, not particularly. It was extremely awkward. There was this chick. This was like back when I was like, I want to say 13, maybe. I think I was like 13 or 14. There was a girl that I think kind of liked me. I didn't really like her back, and I didn't know how to express that in a way that I felt like maybe wouldn't hurt her feelings. You know, I can be an adult about that stuff now, but I didn't understand how to do that. When I was 13, I was freaked out, and she kind of, like, I kind of pressured myself into just going along with it, and it wasn't very great. Number 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? There's not really anything that I generally leave home with. There's a couple of things that I try to make sure I take to work that I don't leave at work, which in that sense is like, I don't leave, I always have my my wireless earbuds with me going to work. And I also bring my magic cards to work sometimes, because I do have some idle periods where I can kind of goldfish and play around a little bit. And then all of my other little funsies that I occasionally need, like antacids and stuff, because I'm almost 30. And, you know, that stuff becomes concerns when you're about that point. So, number 24. What is a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? That's a good question. I don't really think, like, because, like, in terms of, like, attractive, as in, like, I get, it's non-sexual, but I still get some kind of sexual gratification from it. I don't really think they're really, well, okay, playing music. Like, if I say, like, saw a girl shredding on guitar, or ripping it up on the mic or something to that effect, I would probably find that very attractive in general. Number 25, name a song you never get tired of hearing. I mean, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of songs I just don't get tired of. Jeez, picking one is so difficult. I mean, I guess I'd like to pick one that's at least hopefully like a little bit, recognizable. Hangar 18 by Megadeth, for anybody who's played, you know, Guitar Hero 2 or listened to any Megadeth, that one always works for me. It's just very classic. It's got extremely fucking awesome shredded guitar parts. But, I mean, there's a whole boatload of tracks that I don't get tired of 100%. So, I hope everybody enjoyed listening. I know that kind of went on a little bit longer than I needed to, but kind of getting back into the flow of doing this again. And I appreciate it. Thanks for the questions, Bunny. It would appear that this turned out to be quite a hit, and I hope you enjoy whenever you get the opportunity to listen, and I hope that you all have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Have a good night.